I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I had a chance to speak with Tom Baldini. He's the chair of the Marquette Area 4th of July Fireworks Committee and also a member of the Marquette City Commission. And we talked about 4th of July activities and celebrations happening in the Marquette area coming up through this weekend. Here's more with Tom Baldini.
It's going to be the greatest 4th in the North, and it appears the weather gods are going to cooperate.
You bet.
And it really should. I mean, the expectation, the number of people in town, the number of class reunions that are going on, and people are saying, oh, we're all going to have a meeting also down in the park. So, you know, there's really the number of people who really volunteer to put this together. The Exchange Club for 30 years now has been doing this. They've been setting up for the last two nights. They kick it off today with food and music. And as you know, Walt, I don't have to tell you, really the quality of music in this area has really, really improved. Yep. I mean, it's becoming a place for music. So this should be exciting. Starts tonight at the Food Fest down in the Exchange in the harbor.
And the thing that's fun about it is with the music, there's all kinds of different styles, including the Marquette City Band will be there to do some stuff over the next couple of days and everything. Food vendors from all over, not just the Marquette area, but all over coming in to do the food. And that's one element of it. The other component is, of course, the 4th of July being Saturday. You've got the parade, which in Marquette starts when?
Starts at 2 o'clock, and the Kiwanis Club takes that over and organizes it and puts it all together, which is no small undertaking. And they're ready. It starts 2 o'clock, goes down Front Street or Washington Street, excuse me. And I'm amazed. If you go downtown Marquette at about 6 a.m. on Saturday morning, chairs will already be on the street where
Absolutely.
People stake their claim to where they're going to sit. And everybody leaves it alone. It's like, okay, you got your chair there, and so it's your turf. And so that's exciting. People anticipate it and come down. One of the things this year, Walt, is the Rotary Clubs have taken on a five-year commitment, And they are starting this year selling 50-50 tickets. Okay, we're starting it this year, started a little late. But they hope to sell 4,000 to 5,000 tickets this year at $5 a piece.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
If they sell 4,000, okay, at $5, that's $20,000. Half of it goes to a person who wins the prize. If they sell 5,000 tickets, it's $25,000, okay? This money, then, is going to be set aside in an endowment.
Okay.
Okay. For the 4th of July. So it's typical Marquette. All right, we're in the middle of this organization, but we're starting to think about 4 or 5 years down the road.
Absolutely.
And so we really got to be thankful. So, and the other thing is, if you want to know whether you've won or not, they're going to draw the ticket, I think, at something like 2 or 2:30 on Saturday. I don't know the time. It's the Rotary Club.
Right.
And the winning number will be on the float, the last float in the parade.
I love that.
And the 40 below, the 40 below young professionals took it on themselves. They built the float, and the winning number is going to be on the last float
on
the parade.
So
you're going to have to hang around to see if you picked up a good chunk of money.
That's very interesting. And this now all culminates then with what has been something you've been directly involved with now for a while,
yes,
is the Marquette 4th of July fireworks. And, well, it's always set up to be a great show. Last year, a couple things going on, whatever. But this year, you've taken all of that, put it all together, and you've got one great show lined
up. We have fireworks again, which will probably occur about 10:15, 10:30, because of the time zone and where we are. It's the vendors tell us, and you get to know them after a while, that this is the spot they like, because it gets very complicated. You just don't take a truckload of explosives and drive it around the state. Homeland Security's got to be advised to take police, everybody else.
Yep.
And then, I got this call saying the product is in.
The Eagle has landed.
Yeah, and they stash it someplace, and rightfully so. So they're very, very conscious of it. And today, the Army, which will be doing some maneuvers, will move in and launch their barges. And the venue for the fireworks at the end of the dock, the ore dock. And the people tell us this is one of the more spectacular, if not the most spectacular place. Out over Lake Superior, at the end of the ore dock, they're like in the middle of the people, but really separated for safety and all that.
Sure, absolutely.
But still it's there. And Walt, it's amazing that, and this year we're going to choreograph all this to music.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll be able to hear it down in the park. We have speakers and on the radio.
I may have actually misspoke. I believe it's Marquette Area Fireworks. All of that.
Walt, it is Marquette Township, Chocolay Township, and Marquette City. And matter of fact, our committee, we have representation from the townships, and they contribute, help out. And if you look at the groups, Walt, the Rotary, the Kiwanis, the Exchange Club, all those fraternal groups that do so much for this area, those people, those individuals come from all the area. They're not just from the city. It really is the market area.
That's the comments of Tom Baldini. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelah.